the Animal Agriculture Alliance booth today, visiting with Emily Solis. She's the communication specialist. First of all, just talk to us a little bit about what is the Animal Ag Alliance.
So the Animal Ag Alliance is an industry-united nonprofit organization that works to safeguard the future of animal agriculture and its value to society by bridging the communication gap between the farm and food communities. So our motto is that we connect, engage, protect. We connect by bringing together all the different sectors of the animal ag community and the food supply chain to unite everyone on emerging issues. We engage by having conversations with thought leaders, key influencers, really anyone that influences consumer buying decisions. And then we protect by monitoring animal rights activism and groups that are spreading damaging misinformation and ultimately threatening trust in our food supply.
So that's a big job. I mean, that's a lot of, because we hear so much incorrect information constantly. How do you guys stay ahead of this?
Yeah, so we stay pretty busy, that's for sure. We're a small team of about 5 people full time, so we do definitely stay pretty busy. But we are very proactive in our engagement strategies, trying to kind of mitigate some of this misinformation spread by these activist groups. We engage on social media, like I mentioned. We work a lot with thought leaders, influencers, so restaurant, retail brands, making sure that they understand modern animal agriculture, lending ourselves as a resource if they have questions about any practices that are used by animal agriculture. But same thing with dietitians. Again, really anyone that is involved in consumer perceptions of animal agriculture and has an influence on those buying decisions.
Talk to us a little bit about what producers can do to make sure that they're protected.
So we have a number of farm security recommendations that we encourage farms and facilities to be proactive about, put these practices and recommendations into place before a crisis happens, before you need them to protect against potential activist activity or activist threats. So these include keeping locks on certain areas of the farm that may be housed sensitive or proprietary information, or even areas of the farm where more controversial practices are done, just to make sure that these activists don't have easy access, just to make sure that if someone wanders onto your farm, they won't see a controversial practice and not have any context about why this practice is being done. Security cameras are also a recommendation that we have. That's not always feasible, but it can be helpful in monitoring and just seeing if an activist did come onto your property. A lot of times they'll come on late at night. So if you don't have people on your property late at night, it's one way to just see if there was some activist activity as well. So we have a number of farm security recommendations and general tips available on our website at www.animalagalliance.org.
And you guys also have a really cool program called the Allies. Tell us a little bit about that.
The Animal Ag Allies program was launched last summer, and the purpose of this program is to empower farmers, ranchers, and practicing veterinarians to be outspoken advocates for agriculture, both online and then in their communities as well. So this is a program where you fill out an interest form. We do it on a class-by-class basis. You go through 5 modules at your own pace that cover topics, just giving you an overview of the different animal ag sector groups. It goes over public outreach, media engagement, reaching outside of the choir, so really trying to reach your target audience and not just people within agriculture that are already very supportive of agriculture. And then once you complete those modules, you'll be added to a private forum where you have the opportunity to network and engage with past participants of the Allies program, industry professionals that work with issues management, public relations, and the communications field to really serve as a resource and bounce ideas off of each other as you continue in your advocacy journey.
I love it because you get to learn little bits about different companies or organizations that you're not a part of. Like, obviously, I'm not a chicken farmer, but you get to learn about how to advocate for chicken farmers.
Yeah, so that's one of the things that makes the Animal Ag Allies program unique. So a lot of the people that go through the program, they've already completed their species-specific advocacy program, like the Masters of Beef Advocacy Program, mm-hmm. for example. And then the Allies is kind of the next step where they have the opportunity to learn, like you mentioned, about all of the different sectors, just to have a very general understanding of what the different animal ag groups are doing, what their welfare guidelines are, improvements in sustainability, and things like that.
So if someone would like to sign up to be a part of that program, what are the next steps?
So the next steps, visit our website at www.animalagalliance.org. If you go over to our Animal Ag Allies page under the Initiative tab, you can submit an interest form, and we will work with you to get you enrolled in the program, find you a sponsor with a sponsoring organization. We'll completely help you identify that sponsor, and then you will be enrolled in the program.
Emily, always good information. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.